Hello, welcome to the English Now Japanese Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, on the occasion of Cheongnam Tumai Festival of Khmer People, Gunta City Military Headquarters held a meeting with Khmer ethnic officers, soldiers, office workers working in Gunta City area. Speaking at the meeting, Colonel Phạm Ngọc Quang, Political Commissioner of the City Military Headquarters, congratulated Cheongnam Tumai Festival to officers, soldiers, and comrades who are leaders of agencies, departments, and branches. The City Military Headquarters always appreciates and thanks the coordination of all levels and branches, the contributions of officers and soldiers to the city armed force to successfully complete the local military and defense task. On this occasion, Colonel Trần Văn Đức, Deputy Commander of Gunta City Military Headquarters, visited and congratulated the retired Khmer ethnic cadres in the area on the occasion of Cheongnam Tumai Festival. The delegation visited Mr. Son Ton Hero of the People's Armed Force, a former officer to Gunta Provincial Military Headquarters. The Deputy Commander of Gunta City Military Headquarters kindly visits and wishes the retired cadres healthy, happy, peaceful, and happy Cheongnam Tumai traditional New Year. At the same time, continue to pay attention to and care for the education of families and relatives to well implement the guidelines and policies of the party and the state, contributing to the socio-economic development of the locality. On the same day, Tha Lai District held a meeting with the most vulnerable Munch agents, management boards of temples, officers and branches judge people among Khmer ethnic people on the occasion of the traditional New Year Cheongnam Tumai Festival in 2022. The people and soldiers to celebrate Cheongnam Tumai Festival in 2022 officially takes place from April 10 to 12 with many exciting and meaningful activities and programs. In which, with the participation of hundreds of officers and soldiers of the city's armed forces and the joint support of sponsors and people, houses of great solidarity are being urgently completed in order to contribute more joy to help Khmer ethnic people who have difficulties in housing have a peaceful new year. It is also the home of people's love. The exhibition of traditional musical instruments of Vietnam's ethnic groups closed on this morning. The exhibition of traditional musical instruments of Vietnam's ethnic groups opened at Gunta Museum on April 7. This is an activity within the framework of the 3rd National Dangdaete Festival Gunta in 2022 to introduce to local people and international friends the richness, diversity, and uniqueness of traditional musical instruments of Vietnamese ethnic groups, thereby contributing to honoring the national cultural identity, especially the musical instruments used in the art form of Dangdaete, recognized by UNESCO as the representative intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The exhibition displays 100 images and more than 200 documents, artifacts, costumes and traditional typical musical instruments of ethnic groups and regions of Vietnam. According to the organizing board, over the past 5 days, the exhibition has attracted thousands of domestic and international tourists, school children, students and people in the city to visit and learn about the values of work of the instrument. Brief news. This morning, even though it is the last day of the Hong Kong's death anniversary holiday in 2022, thousands of tourists still flock to the Hong Kong temple in Gunta City to visit and offer incense. Vietjet Airlines has just held a ceremony to announce the reopening of 10 routes to and from Gunta City, including Nha Trang, Đà Lạt, Vinh, Thanh Hóa, Hải Phòng, Đà Nẵng, Hà Nội, Đài Bắc, Taiwan, China, Seoul, South Korea, and Bangkok, Thailand. Today at Fort Minh Pagoda, Ho Chi Minh City, the Ho Chi Minh City Union of Friendship Organizations, or HUFO, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Department, the Vietnam Buddhist Sangha in Ho Chi Minh City organized the traditional Tet Festival of Bơ Mi Mê of Lao people. Thailand's Songkhla New Year, Chonsnam Thammai Festival of Cambodia, and Tingya New Year of Myanmar. Also today, the whole country has more than 11.8 million children vaccinated against COVID-19 from 5 to under 12 years old. Today, Vietnam lost 23,184 new cases of COVID-19 infection. The national tally now stands at 10,250,160. Today, Cantor confirms 23 cases of COVID-19 infection. That's all for the English News of Cantor Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.